Chapter 325, Prohibition of Attributing Rain to the Stars, 1731. Zaid bin Khalid radiallahu anhu said, "The Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him, led the Fajr prayer at Al-Hudaybiyah after a rainfall during the night. At the conclusion of prayer, he turned towards the people and said, 'Do you know what your Rabb has said?' They replied, 'Allah and His Messenger know better.' Upon this he remarked, 'He has said, some of my slaves have entered the morning as my believers and some as unbelievers. He who said, we have had a rainfall due to the grace and mercy of Allah believes in me and disbelieves in the stars. And he who said, we have had a rainfall due to the rising of such and such star disbelieves in me and affirms his faith in the stars.'" Al-Bukhari and Muslim. Commentary. 1. Since Allah is the real creator and maker of all things and events, these should without any exception be attributed to Him alone. If a reference is made to the cause or causes which occasion an incident or event, it is permissible, but to ascribe them entirely to some factor or factors is the conduct of polytheists and amounts to shirk and kufr. 2. People of the period of ignorance used to ascribe the rain which occurred at the appearance or setting of some star to that star and would thus accept it as the real cause of it. In this hadith, such ascription has been regarded as kufr and shirk.